The pact was signed by both governments in early August. It stipulates that the Central African neighbors will jointly manage over 300,000 hectares of protected area. They will be patrolled by an increased number of rangers who will also be better armed. The Wildlife Trade Monitoring Network Traffic says most of the ivory is destined for Asia, where demand and prices are high. The cross-border game reserves include the 70,000 hectare Sina Ura Park in Chad. It was home to about 5,000 elephants 5 years ago, but the number has nearly dropped by half. The Worldwide Fund for Nature says the situation is even worse in Cameroon's Bubanjida Park, where fewer than 300 elephants remain. Cameroon's Minister of Forestry and Wildlife, Elvis Ngolengole, signed the pact on behalf of the government.
The government of the Republic of Chad and that of Cameroon are committed to conservation and to the sustainable management of our ecosystems. One manifestation of that commitment is to agree in a formal manner to jointly manage not only our parks and protected areas, but also to jointly fight against the phenomenon of poaching.
A Cameroon government conservation partner, the Last Great Apes organization, says organized wildlife crime syndicates killed an estimated 23,000 African elephants in 2006. The Worldwide Fund for Nature notes that half of that number exists today in Cameroon, once a haven for elephants in the Congo Basin. Martin Chamba, head of the fund's elephant conservation programs in Cameroon, says threats of extinction are even more tangible in the country's southeast. That's where hundreds of laid-off logging company workers have switched to poaching. Lately, we have noticed a clear link with the global financial crisis. Several logging companies shut down and many workers, about 1,000 people, lost their jobs and are now into poaching. The country's wildlife laws protect elephants and threaten poachers with up to 10 years in jail and up to $20,000 in fines. But conservationists suspect corrupt government officials and businessmen of running the powerful poaching networks, some extending as far as West Africa and Asia. They also say the wide circulation of weapons in the region makes it easy to get arms that can easily overpower poorly equipped rangers. Conservationists say the Cameroon-Chad partnership is a model for other countries in Central Africa. They say better equipping rangers and increasing joint cross-border patrols could make the region a safe haven for elephants once again. For VOA Africa, I'm Tarike Divine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.